Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, just unbelievable betrayal. We knew it was coming, but it's so intense. It's so over the top. It's so hardcore. It's just amazingly blatant. It's what the New World Order's doing everywhere. They're just over the top on every issue. It's now coming out that, of course, they're not really shutting down the concentration camp, the torture centers. The United States, Obama, threatened England and their courts not to bring out secret information about British and U.S. forces torturing people viciously, or they would cut off intelligence to them. And so we now have Obama protecting the torturers. Even the New York Times and the London Telegraph and AP admit that there are no caps on CEO bonuses or salaries. It's all a stinking lie. Now, you can debate all day whether or not the government should be in the business of capping salaries. But the whole thing is a diversion and a distraction, and it's a blatant lie. All the major banks and brokerage firms, all the heavy hitters, the Federal Reserve shareholders, the real global banks, not your little Main Street bank, they are exempt. And the media keeps talking about billions stolen. It's trillions stolen. And they're secretive about where it all went. So he's completely lied about that. But he's running nothing. You can't even blame Obama. Remember, he's a puppet. I'm not going to be distracted and diverted by the paper cutout. I'm going to look past him to the puppeteer who is pulling the strings. So we'll go over that. Al Gore got taped talking to a group of 12-year-old middle schoolers, 7th and 8th graders, 11 and 12 years old, saying how their parents are basically stupid and the state knows best. And I want to go over this because Glenn Beck played a clip of it. I want to play the clip today and give you some more intense background on all of this. Glenn Beck had talked about this being like Nazi Germany. He got criticized. This is exactly what they did in Nazi Germany. But side issue, I've really gone after Glenn Beck in the past because he said Ron Paul people were dangerous. He said the military should be used against us. He made fun of the New World Order. Now suddenly he's totally flipped, and it's like Alex Jones has a Fox News TV show. But I guarantee you, in fact, I've already seen this, he's still mixing in New World Order propaganda. The establishment knows that anti-New World Order, anti-globalist sentiment is the majority. It's now a large portion. It's the largest minority because everything's broken into minorities. You've got a minority of Obama idiots, an Obama of Rush Limbaugh mainline conservatives. But the largest sector, the largest piece, no doubt from all the statistics and numbers and data we have, is people now know about world government. They now know about the Illuminati, the New World Order. And so Glenn Beck is going to get everybody trusting him, and then he's going to betray. Bill O'Reilly, 8, 9, 10 years ago, would have people on like Tony Brown talking about the New World Order, the Illuminati, the Bilderberg Group, how Kennedy was assassinated, and Frank Sturgis and E. Howard Hunt. What is he like today? Total establishment saying don't question the government in wartime, do whatever they say. You watch. You'll see a flip-flop within 2 years from Glenn Beck because it's owned by News Corp. News Corp in the Wall Street Journal is calling for world government, North American Union. It's pushing that agenda. Back when we had a chance to really stop it by electing Ron Paul, the mainstream media came in with Beck and really zapped Ron Paul. And so now that they think it's too late for us to stop them, they still want to pose like they're with the people. So sophisticated dance going on there, but I don't want to divert off into Glenn Beck. I want to get Glenn Beck on the show. And, Glenn Beck may have just caved into the pressure. I mean, I know he got hundreds of thousands of phone calls and emails when he attacked Ron Paul and said 9/11 truthers were terrorists and the rest of it. So, hey, if he's coming around, fine, but there's one chance out of about 100 that that's the case. But, hey, hope springs eternal. Regardless, we march on with the real hardcore info, beyond the cutting edge, straight ahead, all of Obama's betrayals, new gun control bills, and a bunch of big guests. Stay with us. We'll tell you all about it when we get back. PrisonPlanet.com.
Everyone. everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage? Was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
The day
that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Time is more precious than money. You could be running out of time. I want to share something with you about your body. Quote, make no mistake about it, parasites are the most toxic agents in the human body. They are one of the primary underlying causes of diseases and are the most basic cause of a compromised immune system. Dr. Hazel Parcells, PhD. Quote, we have a tremendous parasite problem right here in the U.S. It is just not being addressed. Dr. Peter Wina, quote, in terms of numbers, there are more parasitic infections acquired in this country than in Africa. Dr. Frank Nova, chief of the Laboratory for Parasitic Diseases of the National Institute of Health. As you can see, parasites are more dangerous than you think. For about $1 a day, you can rid yourself of all parasites. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Call us, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea. Make an investment in your life. And P.S., I really like it.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
On the guest front, last week, Professor Griff, Public Enemy, contacted us and said he wanted to come on. But that he had to unexpectedly go out of town this week, so he wanted to come on Thursday, if not Thursday, Friday. And that he'd call us Thursday morning. He has not done that yet, so he may be popping in today, if not tomorrow. Regardless, we're getting him on the show. And next time KRS-One is back in Texas, and that's going to be later this month, we're going to try to get him in studio as well to chime in on Barack Obama, the New World Order, and a whole lot more. Also on the guest front today, coming up in 51 minutes, we have Dr. Stan Monteith joining us to break down the whole eugenics agenda and the New World Order and give us his take on Obama. Then Jason Burmes is going to be simulcasting with us via video link on PrisonPlanet.tv today. And then Aaron Zellman of Jews, the Preservation of Firearms Ownership, will be coming on the show later to talk about the massive armada of gun confiscation, gun banning, psychological testing, national registration, national licensing, fiat banning anyone they put on the terror watch list. If they're terrorists, go arrest them. No, this is a blacklist, a secret list, a Kafka-esque 1984 in-your-face Big Brother system. So we'll talk about that with Aaron Zellman. And we're leaving the fourth hour open in case Professor Griff ends up calling us. But he said he's on planes and traveling and doing a bunch of gigs. And we know how that is with folks. So regardless, that is coming up. He is orbiting into our little corner of the media universe, and we'll be passing by the prison planet soon enough. Side issue here, a couple days ago, I did a breakdown of TV ads, one from the Super Bowl. Was that Tuesday or Monday, Jaron? What day did I show the, it's Tuesday, I showed the ads where they're talking about how wonderful high fructose corn syrup is, and you're an idiot if it doesn't think you're, if you don't think it's good for you and there's nothing bad in it. And they say, what's your facts? So the guy that thinks it's bad and he can't talk, he's stupid. And you know, they ask some woman why she doesn't like it and she can't talk and stutters and is stupid. And then I held up documents where, in mainstream news articles, where they admit that half of high fructose corn syrup products have high levels of mercury alone in them. You know, there's your facts and all the diabetes information and how it increases hunger, doesn't fill you up. And I also did an analysis of a Super Bowl ad with Alec Baldwin. They talk about TV destroying your brain, and then they say space aliens are doing it. That way, if you talk about watching a lot of TV destroying your brain, giving you Alzheimer's and brain damage by keeping you in a lower state of consciousness, I don't mean that as in a new age way. I mean literal brain waves are lower. That now, oh, you think the space aliens did it. It makes a joke out of it. And I punched up on screen the BBC and other publications with studies admitting that watching lots of television does literally brain damage you. It brain damages you. Brain damages you. Video games are even worse. Am I attacking video games? I'm just stating the facts here. I played my fair share years ago, decades ago. And then I went through some other clips. That was such an important part of that PrisonPlanet.tv broadcast. And I never, when we simulcast with the radio, and I never, you know, something I think that'll be huge on the web, people rip it from PrisonPlanet.tv and post it everywhere, that's never what's huge. It's always something else that was just some little side issue that gets, you know, hundreds of thousands and then millions of views. I want that video to be grabbed off PrisonPlanet.tv and posted all over, so please help us out with that, folks. We don't have the personnel to get it done ourselves. So I think that's important information for people to see, because I was talking to somebody out my front lawn this morning, and they were going, hey, have you seen these high fructose corn syrup ads, Alex? Is that stuff bad for you? Because if they're running ads saying it's good for you, it must be bad. And I was telling my neighbor, no, you're dead on target, and I just covered that. See, my neighbor isn't into all this stuff, but they're somewhat familiar with what I do. And you know, when I first moved in where I live, the neighbor was kind of giggling at me when they saw me. Now, they're not giggling anymore. And I see that as an important beta test or microcosm of the wider world and what's happening. So I do go through those television ads, and I'm going to start doing that more and more. Have we set up Joey's email yet? Joey at Infowars.com. And I guess we need to set up... We have two Robs here now. We need to set up the new Rob, the second producer. We need to set up an email for him. Maybe Rob and his initial at Infowars.com. We'll get that done good, because I'm going to start programming this show a little bit more heavily, because right now it's just I go wild, do whatever I want. The time gets away from me. And by programming, I mean planning out segments a little more. We'll still have some free-for-all, because there's so much I need to get to. And every day, I want you to email us tips and then links, because most commercials end up getting posted on the web, to a commercial you think's interesting and you think has propaganda in it. And then I will watch the commercial. I will pick from the commercials you send us. We will play it here on air and then break it down. Or you can send us clips of TV shows with anti-family, anti-self-defense messages, anti-sovereignty messages. They're everywhere. We can't keep track of it. Number one, I don't have time to watch TV. Number two, it's torture for me to watch television because the propaganda is so insulting and so frustrating. It makes me feel so desperate to beat these people. It's just so overt with the enemy leering in our face. And I know there's all these billions of people just totally unconscious to the fact they're being assaulted with programming and you know all of this. So you can aggregate all that, boil it down, and be part of the show. So send those to Joey. It's Joey V at InfoWars.com, isn't it? Pardon me, David? It is, Joey V? They both work. Okay. There we go. I'm so busy here when I get in here in the morning and we literally do radio show planning here on the air, but that's good. It's total transparency is what we're all about. So help us out with that, because I watched a few hours of TV this weekend, which I hardly ever do, and just every commercial was propaganda. Every newscast was brainwashing. Everything was deception. It is a tissue of lies and spin, or they'll take the truth and then stack lies on it. It's just amazing. So Dr. Stan Monteith, Jason Burmes, Aaron Zellman joining us, and who knows if Professor Griff will be popping in. All right, let's go ahead and get into the news right now. We are 2.5 weeks into the swearing in, the coronation of Barack Obama, the most fully financed by Wall Street and the globalist presidential candidate ever seen. You thought George Bush Sr. and Bill Clinton and Bush Sr. were bad? Well, here comes Obama with the media saying he's a rock star savior, that he is going to basically save the earth. And what has he done? Let's recap briefly some of the things he's done. He claimed he's closing Guantanamo, but if you read the executive order, it says they will look in the next year at closing Guantanamo and closing other camps, but we'll keep other secret camps, the real camps, around the world open, and we'll continue the practice of rendition, what the LA Times called abduction. That, quote, harsh interrogation will continue under the Army field manual, which is terrorism. They just relabel torture as harsh interrogation. He has swore he would end NAFTA and GATT. He's now saying he's all for it and that he never said that. That NAFTA and GATT have been great for America, and he wants to expand the SPP, North American Union. He is now talking about even backing off a 16-month timetable when he'd originally talked about a 6-month pullout. Now they're debating whether they should have a 16-month pullout, which will just be a drawdown, a build down, another double think word. It's a build down. Everything they say is doublespeak. And he's shipped at least 30,000 more Marines, talking about tens of thousands more Army into Afghanistan and Pakistan. He's discussing large airstrikes. They've already launched a bunch in Pakistan. He promised to not appoint any lobbyists or people that have gotten lobbying funds. Basically, his entire cabinet and everybody around him have gotten massive ones. Leon Panetta, you know, millions and millions of dollars, $700,000 alone from lobbyists while he was out of government. Now he's going to be the director of the CIA. George Mitchell, on child trafficking cases, got money from the Saudis, the new Deputy Secretary of Defense, just massive cash. Well, he was the number two at Raytheon, the defense contractor. I mean, on and on and on. Just pure lies. But I'll never get to the new lies if I cover the old. After Obama praises torture ruling, civil liberties groups appalled. Is that a raw story? The big liberal website having to criticize him, the American Civil Liberties Union, which has generally been harshly critical of President George Bush and praiseworthy of Obama, has fired a torpedo across Obama bow after the, and that's only happening because their members who aren't controlled, leaders are, by the globalists, clearly, are screaming bloody murder. Good. Force all these fake liberal groups to speak up. After the British High Court ruled that evidence of British residents' rendition and harsh interrogation, that they brutally tortured him for months, that the Pentagon's Guantanamo Bay prison must remain secret because of threats made by the Bush administration to halt intelligence sharing, the Obama administration offered a terse statement seemingly expressing support for President Bush's statement to the BBC. The United States thanks the UK government for its continued commitment to protect sensitive national security information and prefers a long-standing intelligence-sharing relationship that enables both countries to protect their citizens. And they went on. So there you go. Now, that's only the beginning. I'll get into more of this when we get back. And then Obama execs orders have loopholes. Of course, Only your little bank is going to have caps.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm convinced of how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. February 5th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $916.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $943.40, $471.70 for a half ounce, and $235.85 for a quarter ounce. That's $943.40, $471.70, and $235.85.
70% of China's 1 trillion reserves are in dollar, now purchasing 250,000 barrels of oil per day from Iran in euro. Japanese refiners buy 550,000 barrels, switching dollar to yen. Bad news for U.S. currency. China and Japan hold large positions in dollar. Trading equals permanent loss. Dollars fall into 65% of euro. Erosion accelerates. Countries despise imperialistic policy of U.S. Loss of confidence causing more selling. GAO is warning about the debt spiraling out of control. Why attack Iran? Jerome O'Corsi's Iran leads attack against the U.S. dollar doctrine. Spells it out. Call 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being destroyed in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237 for Corsi's report today. That's 800-686-2237.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survival of Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipska, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. A long-term food solution.
If you like to gamble, I tell you I'm your man. You win some, lose some, it's all the same to me. Going on the high road. After Obama praises torture, Civil Liberties Group appalled. Hope is flickering, Romero of the ACLU said in a statement. The Obama administration's position is not change, it is more of the same. This represents a complete turnaround and undermining of the restoration of the rule of law. The American administration shouldn't be complicit in hiding the abuses of its predecessors. Hey, get this straight, ACLU. They are continuing the abuses of the predecessor, George W. Bush. Now we meet the new boss, same as the old boss. The United States thanks the UK government for its continued commitment to protect sensitive national security information and preserve the long-standing intelligence-sharing relationship that enables both countries to protect their citizens. That's what the White House State Department spokesperson said. So, 2 days ago, on Tuesday, a British high court said this person has been tortured, secretly arrested, secretly held in two torture camps before flown to Guantanamo. British torturers oversaw the U.S. and other third-party torturers. This is outrageous, and we have the government documents. And the response was by the White House was to internally threaten the British government that they would stop sharing intelligence with them if they allowed this information to come out. The fact that it was sanctioned and ordered, not a few rogues in there getting rough. You know the guys just got a little overblown there. Now, this was scientifically applied torture to create patsies and people to confess to things they didn't do. But we'll get more into that later. That's been proven. And then 10 Downing Street came out. The Prime Minister came out. The spokesman for 10 Downing Street came out and said, this is not true. They've not threatened us. It's not true. But they didn't check with each other in the lying because right at that time, Obama issued a statement saying, yes, we'll jerk intelligence on you. Oh, man. Just incredible. And I shouldn't laugh about it all. It's just completely sick. And notice, right on time as all of this is happening, two of the people held at Guantanamo for years pop up in classic Islamic dress making mean faces in classic CENTCOM propaganda. Remember, the former head of Black Ops at the Pentagon, former CIA Black Ops commander before that, number two beneath Rumsfeld, is the head of the Intel Center that's been caught uploading the videos of Al-Qaeda tapes. Adam Gadon, the ADL head, grandson, the rest of them. Give me a brother. The grandson of the ADL who used to get put in jail for beating up Muslims outside mosque. He hates them so much. Pops up as the number three in Al-Qaeda. And then they look at the Al-Qaeda watermark on the video. And it's in the same video layer as the Intel Center logo. This is so ridiculous. If it wasn't so hardcore, vicious, and evil. And right on time, they insert their operatives into the camps to put them in with the other prisoners, to spy on them, to report on them. And then they take them back out and put them out with, quote, Islamic radical cred on the streets of the world to go out and form new Al-Qaeda groups with patsies under them to carry out attacks. Over and over again, you'll hear about somebody in custody for 2-3 years in the headlines. I could pull these up right now. We've covered them. You can say, Al-Qaeda captive was informant or was agent. That's a good headline for you to pull up. It's happened many times. It'll just be a blurb in the main press, but mainly foreign press, French or German or Dutch or Russian or British. It's sometimes in the U.S. and it'll say, oh, yeah, they secretly held him in a camp for 3 years because if they wouldn't have done that, radical Muslims would have put a fatwa out on him and would have killed him because he was an infiltrator. But they're always the leaders of the groups. Every time you hear about some case in Ohio or Michigan or Toronto, Canada, it'll be an operative, and they'll say, police just busted a group of radical Muslims planning to blow something up with ammonium nitrate. And then 3 or 4 months later, when the trial starts, it always falls apart, and they basically mistrial it, or they plea bargain people out for nothing, the teenagers, the street kids. Miami, it was the same case. That the feds, either agents or their informants, will go start the group. I mean, they don't just go infiltrate a group. They go start one, find idiots, unexperienced morons, lead them, form it, try to get them to blow something up. They're always too inept to do it, so they just bust them with materials or with manuals. And then they'll even put the informant in jail a while to kind of cover that up, the fact that they were fed, but then later release them, and they get multi-million-dollar cash payments. And so these guys are up on TV right now. It's just such an insult to everyone's intelligence. All right, when we get back. Oh, Obama's going to put a cap on the rich people's money. If you believe that, I got a bridge I want to sell you.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about fluorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and help us win this battle.
We are continuing with the off-the-chart betrayals of all the well-meaning, Bush-hating, New World Order-hating population that finally woke up to government tyranny, and there was the establishment with a quick bait-and-switch scam, a monkey wrench to throw in to the true revolution that is brewing in this nation. But it's not going to work because the elite won't even give an inch on any of their policies, and it's coming out fast, day by day, that Barack Obama makes Bill Clinton look raw when it comes to slickness and deceit. Bill Clinton does not deserve the title of Slick Willie when we're talking about him in comparison to Barack Obama. He is slick, but it doesn't matter. The people don't trust government now like never before. They're getting back their good instincts, their common sense approach, and his minions are finding out fast. My only problem trying to make this Obama film is I keep updating it with the new betrayals that just race out. We're going to be done with it around March 6th, have it mastered March 7th. It'll go to the factory March 8th, and by March 14th, we will have them. We're going to start pre-orders here in a few weeks. And I'm dedicated to this. I'm dedicated to making the Obama deception which is just a devastating torpedo to their fraud and their lies. The ObamaDeception.net is the website. By the way, before I get back into all these betrayals, ladies and gentlemen, do not forget that we are trying to expand as the New World Order moves forward, expanding its operations against humanity, because there are fertile fields out there in the minds of men and women who want to hear the truth now. And so we're intensifying everything we're doing here, and we need your support more than ever. But that itself is a side issue compared to the fact that the films, the books, the videos we carry, like Codex Magica and Mysterious Monuments by Tex Mars, Eye of the Phoenix just came out last week. We have it discounted out of the gates at InfoWars.com, part three in the series, America's Secret Beginnings. Just go check out Eye of the Phoenix at InfoWars.com, Secrets of the Dollar Bill. You can also get In-Game Blueprint for Global Enslavement, Terror Storm, Truth Rising, Fabled Enemies, all 21 of my films, Loose Change Final Cut that I produced. They're all there available at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. You can also write to me at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. And you can see all my films in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. By the way, and the live TV transmission we do for at least 2 hours every day, some days 3 or 4 hours, the whole radio show is simulcast in the visual realm as well. I do the whole four-hour show, but focusing on cameras, directing it myself, doing 3 or 4 hours is just completely exhausting on top of 4 hours of radio. So we're going to probably keep it down to about 2 hours most days unless the guests are just too big. But on the subject of PrisonPlanet.tv, we had a Christmas special. We extended into a New Year's special to get 5+ months free. And I've just been so busy, I forgot to have Paul Watson take the special down. And so that special will run until next Monday. Next Monday. And then next Tuesday, it will go back to, if you get a yearly membership, you know, you got to pay for all 12 months. Still a great deal. Right now, if you want 5.3, so the discount comes out to 5.3 months free, get yourself a yearly membership at PrisonPlanet.tv or get a $5.95 trial membership. The live TV show transmitted, the archives of it, all of our best interviews in the highest quality, a great activist tool to burn them to disk and get them out to folks, PrisonPlanet.tv. Okay. So, recapping, Obama has lied and appointed a bunch of Defense Department, banking, and other lobbyists directly into cabinet and sub-cabinet positions. He's lied and gone back on saying he'd go after NAFTA and GATT. He's saying he now supports it and loves it. He has lied on, he said he wasn't going to push for more gun control. They're introduced massive bills, rampaging forward, the most devastating victim disarmament, Second Amendment annihilating bills ever seen. Just unbelievable. He has lied about just countless things, beefing up the troops in the Middle East and Central Asia, now saying they may not go ahead and even withdraw any of them in the 16-month timetable, which they expanded from 6 months. And then they'll debate whether, you know, in 16 months, whether it should be another 16 months. The same scam, same game, same things, all of it. And then he comes out in support of secret arrest, secret detention, rendition. And then when courts are about to bring forward evidence of U.S. and British organized, ordered torture, which is in all the memos, I mean, big surprise, they threaten Britain to block the release of it. And then people spin it in the media yesterday and say, Obama didn't do that. And then he reaffirms, yes, we did make that threat. So you have that. And there's many other lies. But the most over-the-top one so far has been in the last few weeks, where every day he goes out and gives a speech and says, this is outrageous, this is ridiculous, that we've got hundreds of millions of dollars in bonuses and things to executives and increases in pay while millions of people are losing their jobs. Meanwhile, he's bought and paid for by these people. Geithner, his new Treasury Secretary, is one of the main architects of changing the rules in the 90s with Clinton so they could do all of this, that Bush, of course, continued as a cheerleader, nonpartisan theft, group of rogues posing like carnival barkers will act like they're fighting with each other. You know, don't go to his ride, go to my ride, and you'll feel like he's your friend and go on that ride, or good cop, bad cop. So He's up there every day saying, I can't believe this bailout. This is horrible. This bailout didn't work because you stole all the money. Hundreds of millions of dollars. It's really not billions. It's trillions. Billions and billions and billions per brokerage firm and bank in bonuses and in pay raises to the executives as they let go all the retail banker workers because that's not needed anymore. They're imploding the economy. It's just all a vertical integrated conduit, like a giant mosquito sucking it dry or a tick sucking something dry. It's like a 200-pound tick sucking a 100-pound country dry. And then he comes out yesterday and introduces a new idea. He says, we'll have salary caps throughout industry, not just banking, but the car industry and anything else in the economy that's in trouble. Setting the precedent, this is double-edged, setting the precedent for the federal government to have a managed, completely controlled economy run by the central banks, the Wall Street banks that have hijacked Washington, but it's being sold as if it's an anti-Wall Street corruption move. Just like Wall Street put out ads and editorials attacking the Federal Reserve Act of 1913 for 3 years before its passage, with J.P. Morgan and others and the Rockefellers saying, we don't want this banking act. We do not want the Federal Reserve. It's bad. No! And the public, some of them got fooled and went, well, then I'm for it. I'm for the Federal Reserve Act. That'll teach those nasty bankers and stop any depressions or stop any CEO pay. There's no discussion of the bank shareholders, the private secret shareholders who are making the real profits here. It's all about the little puppets they put in. So there's lies within lies within lies within lies within lies on top of lies, stacked on top of lies with still more frauds and spin and corruption and doublethink added to it. So that's going on, and then he comes, so imagine, taking over the economy. That's what they say the new global central bank, that they call the bad bank, will do. It will set interest rates globally. It will set currencies globally. It will, if a country doesn't go along with it, they'll put sanctions on them. They won't allow their money to transfer globally. This is the new world order, a world government run for, by, and of the banks. But the select interbanks snatching up the other smaller financial institutions, the insurance companies, Main Street banks, state banks, regional banks, real banks, credit unions. But going after industry, too. Bankrupting everything, having the government come in with unlimited fiat currency and say, we'll buy a share in you, but now you're under our executive control. But those federal executives themselves take orders from the private roundtable groups, the shadow government, which is now not shadow, coming out in the open in the Financial Times of London and Newsweek and Wall Street Journal and hundreds of other publications come out and say the only thing that will save the economy is a North American Union, is a merger with the EU, is a new global currency, regional currencies, and the bankers running everything. Exactly what David Rockefeller wrote about many times, about a world government run and determined by the private banks and not the population. In fact, I meant to read that quote, and I left it out in the car. During the break, I'll run out and get it and come in and read it in the next segment. One of many quotes. People can't ever believe these David Rockefeller quotes congratulating in 77 the Kremlin on their wonderful party in the communist system, congratulating Mao Zedong. I've actually gone out to the library and gotten the news articles it came from. These are real quotes. You're like, why would an international banker worth trillions of dollars leverage be for communism? Because it isn't communism. It's a bunch of thugs robbing the daylights out of you and killing the middle class. So Obama wants to take over the entire economy with the banks backing him up in the name of stopping the banks. Beautiful propaganda, beautiful deception. But it is in the news that there are, quote, loopholes of all the major brokerage houses and all the major banks. And so the federal regulators, they will selectively, with smaller banks, go in and squeeze them and take them over. Obama's executive orders have loopholes. This is out of the Washington Times. President Obama's first moves earned him triumphant headlines. Obama freezes pay, toughens ethics, and lobbying rules. And Obama sets new course. But some of the biggest accomplishments are twined with the word but. Lobbyists are banned, but exceptions can be and will be made. Orders are ending torture, and secret prisons contain loopholes and provisos. Call it the fine print, an exception, a waiver. But there have been caveats to many of Mr. Obama's first actions. The lobbying issue has drawn the most ire, especially since Mr. Obama spent so much time blasting lobbyists on Capitol Hill. Change we can believe in as long as we pay attention to the word change, complained Rachel Maddow, a liberal talk show host for MSNBC. As long as we pay attention to the disappointing esoteric on the word change. And it goes on from there. Some old fudges and loopholes in Obama's new era of ethics. London Telegraph goes through it. Executive loopholes, Forbes. Whether the stimulus bill passes or not, President Obama can rest easy knowing he's created work for one creative group of workers, lawyers. Why? His plan to curb executive compensation at firms that receive taxpayer money, including $500,000 salary caps for top bosses, restrictions on stock compensation, and broader limits on golden parachutes, is a choke block with loopholes. And it goes on. Whenever the government lays down new rules for corporate America, firms will naturally determine the minimum effort for compliance. And it goes on. And there's Chase Manhattan, Citibank, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, and then all the big, there's only five of them, private central banks that hold stock in the Federal Reserve. They're just completely exempt. I couldn't believe it, even when I got a clip of Fox News admitting it right after Obama's speech, reading the text of the executive order. And it goes on to say there's much murkiness in the language. So it's all a bunch of legalese there. Here is a CNBC headline on it. Hunt on for loopholes in Obama executive pay. Banks find loopholes in pay limits. And then, of course, there's the psychological terrorism they're using to get it done. Gordon Brown saying there'll be a worldwide depression if you don't do this. If you don't give the banks unlimited power. Same thing with Obama. Obama warns of catastrophe without stimulus. On and on and on. And it's the same psychology. Cheney warns of new attacks unless Obama keeps rendition and torture and all the rest of it in place. Gordon Brown suggests world heading for depression if we don't act now. Thought we just acted, giving the banks unlimited power. But that's not enough. Now it's unlimited power over private industry. The big central banks, they're going to do whatever they want. You know, I found a quote in the New York Times last night doing research of David Rockefeller. And then I tracked it back to other quotes. He always is saying similar things that, oh, I don't pay $1 in income tax. You know, the reports of over 60% of Congress not paying income tax. Just not paying it. You hear about all these Obama appointments having to step down because of not paying taxes. The guy that taxes you for the private Federal Reserve, you know, didn't pay a bunch. Geithner. And I found these quotes where Rockefeller, David Rockefeller, is saying, I don't pay any income tax, not one dime, but I send a check out of the goodness of my heart. You know why he doesn't pay tax? Because they did another bait and switch. They owned the major newspapers in 1905. They ran giant headlines with the bankers yelling and screaming and the robber barons, the Carnegies, all of them, saying, we don't want this Sherman Antitrust Act. We don't like Teddy Roosevelt. We don't want this. No, no, don't throw me in the briar patch. But what does Briar Rabbit want? He lives in the briar patch. So when Farmer Brown grabs him and says, I'm going to take you to the chopping block and cut your head off and eat you for dinner, he says, oh, please, please do that, sir. Just don't throw me in the briar patch. Whatever you do, don't throw me in there. That's the last place I want to be. So they say, oh, whatever you do, the banks say don't pass this bill taking us over. Oh, giving us power over everything. Oh, please don't. Oh, whatever you do, don't pass the Sherman Antitrust Act, which allowed the billions of dollars per family at that time, around 15 major families, the Mellons, the Carnegies, the Astors, the list goes on and on, the Bundys, the DuPonts, to put their money into tax-free foundations, true trust. And they called it an antitrust act to trick people. Now, the trust was saying they couldn't have giant monopolies that were trust, that the monopolies had to be broken up, all that it was create an illusion of choice, still on by the same thing, into sub-trust. And when you read about it, the Rockefeller family pays zero tax. They own giant palaces, helicopters. They control whole universities. They control over half of the medical business in this country, cancer research. I mean, they just own it all. They almost single-handedly bankrolled Hitler and eugenics. Just one family we're looking at. And they don't pay one dime in taxes. Now, in the modern age, they allow a few special people to do this. Warren Buffett has put more than $50 million in the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation Trust. If you see Endgame, it's 40-something billion, but it's now $50 billion. It's grown. For eugenics. But all they do is spend part of the increase in the profit because it's tax-free. All their businesses, all their divisions, Google, J.P. Morgan Chase paid 1% tax this year. That's what they paid last year. You'll see the news headline. They don't pay taxes. Taxes are for us, the scum, the slaves, the milk cows, and they brag about it. It's so funny to them. Well, they're setting up a worldwide trust with regulations to take everything over right now. Stay with us. Transmission continues.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
So what's happening is they are signing executive orders, if you read them, to take over any institution, company, business they want who takes federal money. It's our tax money. They're going to buy off the executives of every major industry to then hand over those industries to government control. The private banks then sit above government controlling it. That's why these guys are in control. They are incredibly cunning, sneaky, and deceptive. But if you're just aware that they're a bunch of lying bastards, and whatever they're doing, you want to do the opposite. Whether it's gun control, open borders, taxes, I don't care. You know, but that's not as easy as it sounds. Because they don't just come out and say, we want these banker bailouts now. They mislabel it and call it a banker bailout when it's really a takeover. So you have to know what their real intent is and then say no to that. Because it's always not in the people's best interest. By the way, we have a top volcanologist coming on who is very, very concerned about the giant volcano caldera, the opening of the volcano that is Yellowstone. Yellowstone Park is the mouth of an ancient volcano, a super volcano, as they're called. And they've had 400 earthquakes in the last, 6-8 months. Parts of it are rising a couple feet. Other parts are lowering. Suddenly, the giant magma chamber, the batholith under it, is getting under more and more pressure. Volcanoes all over the world are erupting. And we're not saying the volcano's going to explode, but they told people don't worry about Mount St. Helens in 1980. And Mount St. Helens is like my pinky compared to the Empire State Building. In known recorded history, civilization, the primitive civilizations that we know were before, somewhat primitive compared to now, no one really knows, but we know there were civilizations that were destroyed by volcanoes and meteors and other things before Egypt and before Babylon. We know large areas of Italy were destroyed by volcanoes just in the last 3,000 years, 2,500 years. These are tiny little babies compared to megavolcanoes. Most of the megavolcanoes are on the floor of the sea because 75% of the earth is covered with water. But right in the middle of the United States is a megavolcano. So that's coming up in the fourth hour today. Dr. Stan Monteith coming up. In the next hour, Jason Burmes will be simulcasting with us at PrisonPlanet.tv, and Aaron Zellman is going to be on with us as well, coming up today on the massive armada of gun banning that's coming. That is introduced with sponsors stacking up, racking up, moving very, very quickly. But to going back to Obama, we're not going to torture, we're just going to rename it harsh interrogation. We're going to leave Iraq. Maybe someday we'll look at it. We're not going to hire lobbyists. We're going to hire a lot of lobbyists. We're not going to let the CEOs rip everybody off of the bailout money. We're going to let them take over the entire economy. Meanwhile, they're talking about this Friday when the new jobless numbers come out. They always come out about a week after the last month. They're looking at over 500,000 people losing their jobs in the month of January. Now, remember last year we were looking at 200,000 jobs lost on average each month. Now it's going to be 500,000, and they say it's probably going to accelerate by the end of the year to 1 million jobs being lost per month. How does that sound? Meanwhile, they're building FEMA camps and announcing hardcore, battle-hardened, gun-confiscating troops from Iraq to be stationed in your neighborhood. We'll be right back after this quick 70-second break. I'm Alex Jones. The website is PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.